Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I know you all wasn't expecting this to be the first thing you heard, but guess what? I'm asking you. I'm begging you. Life exists for those who make challenges to get things done, to get things overhauled, to make things happen. And, you know, you're talking to the choir, you're preaching to the choir every time you raise your voice and say, man, we just I'm mad as hell and I ain't gonna take it no more. You preaching to the choir, and the choir just getting larger and larger and larger, and the audience is getting there, and people are beginning to understand that until we all get on the same page, everybody gonna continue having problems. And that's just the way life is, and that's what it's all about. So, you know, we got to step up and step out. Because, but I'm telling you, there is unity in the community. And as it grows and gets bigger and better, everybody will start beginning to see a change in the economy. And everything. Man, I mean, this job's coming up. I come across them every day because people like the dynamic Diane Giffen and wonderful Miss Lofton is constantly belting me with, for lack of a better word, I didn't want to say boxing or punching me with, but belting me with information, you know, hit me in the belly with it, you know, hit me, knock the wind out of me with it, you know, just do whatever. I get up in the morning and on the way to dialysis and beat it, be God dog. I open up my computer to get a laugh, and there they are. But it's a good thing. And, of course, I was at a place that I was able to talk with one of your school board people today, Miss Joyce Barman, and I understand that she might be getting on the radio in a couple of weeks. You know, things are happening. Things are happening. People are beginning to understand that the more transparent we are, and the more progressive we are in trying to get the word out to our public rather than the local media that only lets you hear what they think you should hear and stuff like that, people are beginning to get the word out other ways. You know, like Welcome to Uncle Billy's World.com, Uncle Billy's New Renaissance.com, BuntonRising.com. With Scooter's OutOfSightRadio.com. Yeah, things are happening. Things are happening. Bunton Rising Radio is coming back strong and everything. And, you know, a few bumps in the road and everything is everything, you know. And so all we can say is, Just keep on with the good things, y'all, because all that you all are doing, especially that Diane Gifford lady, is very appreciative. And the people at DART is sending out information on a regular basis. I am sorry I disappointed a few of you all by not being able to get it all on my websites and stuff like that, but that's about to change, too. So, you know, I'm very apologetic, but I know that's not great enough reason for me not to do what I'm supposed to be doing. But, again, things happen. But things are about to change, and I'm pretty sure you all will appreciate it as much as I will, because I love to see the expressions on people's face. You know, you walk by somebody now and you speak to them, look at the smile. It's genuine. Look at the response. It's genuine. Man, you know, well, see, I go to a lot of different places where, you know, frowning is not allowed at Baylor Hospital. And frowning is not allowed at, you know, some of the other places that I attend. And so, you know, I don't just want to keep naming them and stuff like that. But, you know, things are changing. Speak to somebody and see what kind of response you get. If you don't get great and getting better, I'm blessed and highly favored and stuff like that, God, no, look twice. Look twice if you don't get it. Oh, you talking to somebody probably from another planet. Because I'm telling you, Americans are coming together. Unity in the community is really happening. I'm telling you. Just check it out. So let's talk about it a little bit more, but I'm going to tell you about tonight's show, meeting an open-minded public. Hey, everybody, how about some unity in the community? I know that it's hard for a lot of people to understand, but great minds are beginning to think alike. Look at the thing, the way the voting went in the city of Dallas and some of the other places. They are beginning to understand that, you know, if you keep trying to piecework the community to fit one section of people, you're beginning to piss against the wind now because everybody's understanding those type of people. And it's not working. So society has been doing of late is picking the best candidate. I missed out on one, but I got under the weather and I couldn't get in touch with him. I'm going to get in touch with him and see how he turned out. But, you know, things like that. But it happens, you know, and no, he wasn't black. But might be a good thing. I don't know. But, you know, things happen. But what all is based upon, we are doing a good job of trying to bring all of this about. I want to thank Dr. Michelle Morgan for taking me out of the doldrums of being old and out of church for a minute and helping me get back up and so a whole lot of other people. I just can't thank them all right now. But, you know, so, hey, we need to get on it. We need to stick with it. And we need to do what we do. Stay in your own lane, if that's a real possibility for some of you all. And just do what you do. Man, I'm telling you, I looked at some of the things today, like some of the people that was at Baylor Hospital today, Miss Daphne, golly. If y'all have seen Miss Daphne, y'all have said the same thing I said. Miss Lady, you too old, you too young to be saying stuff like that. You talking about retiring. This lady, man, if y'all have seen Miss Daphne, y'all, I'm telling you. Yeah, it's one of them things. Yeah. I'm old, but I ain't dead. Let's get there. Thank you. Thank you very much. Then, Lord, have mercy. Miss Camilla. Miss Camilla, I was having a couple of problems of, I was having a problem with some of the instructions on getting undressed, you know, and all of that there. And I really don't like undressing in front of young ladies. So, you know, and when you tell young ladies that, you know, they say, well, you know, I'm a nurse. Yeah, I'm a doctor, but that don't mean I like getting undressed. So, you know, all of that kind of stuff. So, anyhow, Miss Camilla helped me alleviate a lot of my problems by explaining to me she wasn't as young as she looked. And so, you know, all of that helps. It really does, you know. Because, you know, when you're older and you don't look it, you know, that means you still got it. But, yeah, she still had it, a whole lot of it. So, anyhow, and folk like that, Sadah, I'm going to tell y'all. Sadie is so pretty. Miss Camilla told her she was pretty. You know? So all of that kind of stuff. That's the kind of day I had, y'all. I had a pretty, well, I had an extremely well day. Yeah, extremely. I got a great reading from the doctor. You know, It's not like they read your palm or anything, but you know, they read my inside, they read my stomach, you know, GI labs, you know, yeah, one of them things. But it was overwhelmingly a success because, like I said, I got to see some people that were smiling, laughing, joking, you know, in all different arenas, you know, just walking down the hall, talking to each other, and just smiling and laughing and having fun. They wasn't thinking about Donald Trump. So if y'all going to vote and do what you're supposed to do, y'all shouldn't be thinking about his old butt either. You know, we got to go young to have some fun. Let's go on and be real. Let's go on and be real. So in getting to that, like I was saying, it's hard for a lot of people to understand, but, you know, great minds think alike. And they're beginning to think alike a whole lot because, you know, if you notice it, we got a pretty good stake off in the Dallas City Council now. We're able to, God dog me, get some things passed. And see, what they have never tried to do, and this is just me being of sound mind and body and thinking about the things I was thinking about 20 or 30 years ago when I was asked to be on the city council by some friends. And I asked them, are y'all crazy? You know, that's what Red Fox used to say. So, five seconds of station identification. Let me get some music. Funny.
What's going on, man?
Lightning Hawkins. Hold on. Who's on the show tonight? I'm listening to this music while I'm talking to you now. Doing a show for 6 days.
Come on in his house, girl, and let's pull apart. Ava Greer.
Doing my show from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock for the next night. try to catch you. The other stuff will work itself out. Just do what you're supposed to do. Stay in your own lane. Stay true to yourself. I had to tell a young lady today, to thine own self be true. Stop the falsifying of evidence and stuff. Even when you love somebody, you got to falsify it because they doing you so wrong, so bad. And you still love them, but then, you know, I'm just telling you, you don't owe nothing else to nobody but the one you love. And if you think you can change them, then if that's in your heart, then go for it. Don't let nobody else tell you who to love and how to love. There is something called when it's good for them. A lot of people say, well, you know, that's love unconditional. Well, if it's good for the goose, how come it ain't good for the gander? You know, Hillary Clinton can forgive Bill Clinton and live with him for 90 years after a wide open thing like what he's supposed to be done did and all of this here, plus some other things. But nah, their unconditional love is different from your unconditional love. You know, you got to stop the double standard thinking, and that way it can stop being played on you all the time. Somebody else can do it, but you can't. You know, if you love that person unconditionally, then stand by your man. That's all that is. So, you know, quit putting other people in your business, and you won't have no business to put out there no how. Because it'll be in your bedroom where it belongs, or in your house. Thank you very much. Yeah, but anyhow, let's talk a little bit more about the Bundtown reunion, because I've been looking for days. I've been waiting for phone calls and all of that there. Tomorrow I will be making some more phone calls. I'm just trying to get a date that we can put on these T-shirts and stuff and do what we do, y'all. And, you know, so when I make these calls tomorrow, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to put a date on them so that I can ask some of these other people to attend. And so I guess my day might end up being different or whatever. I got to do what I got to do, you know. Because I've been asking, you know. And shit, by the time we get said, you know, people like to know how what they budget their money, you know, what they're going to spend on this here and that there. And, you know, there's some other things coming up, you know. But it is, you know, some people get so used to things being the way they got it, they don't even want to improve upon it because it's good, because they are the kings and queens and whatever. But I don't know. A lot of it's got to change. That's just what I was talking about earlier. You know, just because it's good for you, it ain't good for everybody. You know, we want to have some sports and everything down there. Not just the music, not just the party. You know, we want to have some camaraderie. Kids doing what kids do, playing soccer, playing baseball, and stuff like that. All of them games, all at one time, maybe even 2 days. But if you keep holding back because you just want to cook that one day, then, you know, you holding the whole train back. So, we just going to try to keep on keeping on, and I'm going to give it a little another shot here, a little longer. But I just got to tell y'all, I'm tired. And but you got me for 30 more days of nothing but pure instincts and I mean, I'm going to give you all I got. I'm going to be all the time, 150%. But let's try to do you all. A big thing is we just need to come together. Unity in the community is simply because we can. And if we come together enough, sooner or later, we'll find something that we like about one another. And that's what it's all about. You know, it's called stopping the gap. You know, finding something to put in that place of where there's nothing been but air and whatever. And let's do something together. you know, let's get ready. Let's get busy, y'all. You know, because it's a lot we haven't done. But it's a lot that we can do. You know, the schools need us. The people need us. And I'm going to tell you about it. Lightning Hopkins need us. To go, y'all, and it was good while I was doing it, but baby, it's time to go now. I'm going to do y'all like the farmer did the potato. I'm going to plant you now and dig you later. I am getting ready to get out of here, so I am saying good night, goodbye, and all of that other stuff. It was fun while I was here. Y'all have a good time, and I really enjoyed you. But I'm gonna have to go in. Y'all have a great evening. I hate to cut it out early, but good night. Thank you very much for listening. I'll holler.